Peace.
First World Order Radio, finally, yeah, we are on the air, no doubt. All right. There's always going to be somebody in the building on First World Order Radio. We get on into some of that order consciousness tonight. First World Order Radio every Wednesday, 8 p.m. We got to talk about what is taking place on the planet. There's always going to be somebody in the building on First World Order Radio. First, we need to let you know we're going to be doing more shows, giving out more information on Wednesdays. Wednesday at 8 o'clock, we are now going to make this is the hottest day of the week.
Proceeding levels in time, order, importance. The most prominent parts, voices, or instruments. Earthly state of human concerns and existence. An indefinite multitude, quantity, or distance. System regulates to bring about specifics in the group based on value and natural characteristics. Current radiates electromagnetics of sound through the FM as your thoughts transmits it. Proceeding levels in time, order, importance. The most prominent parts, voices, or instruments. Earthly state of human concerns and existence. An indefinite multitude, quantity, or distance. System regulates to bring about specifics in the group based on value and natural characteristics. Current radiates electromagnetics of sound through the FM as your thoughts transmits it.
You need to understand how magical this something like this every Wednesday can become. So you need to start getting your calendar right, get your schedule right. You need to know our intention straight out.
All right, so, I mean, these clues are given throughout the various languages was to piece the puzzle of this ancient mystery school back together again.
And what we plan on doing, both of us, is bringing y'all some surefire dynamite. We're going to take this level up a notch. We're going to have stuff to do here. This is not just going to be about philosophies and theories. Shit that works.
You have an activated pipeline in which I produced this black chemical called melanin.
What we did was gave a hard line in the sand between the different definitions of esoteric study and exoteric study. Playtime is over.
First World Order Radio, finally. We are on the air, no doubt. All right.
There's always going to be somebody in the building on First World Order Radio.
We get on into some of that order consciousness tonight.
First World Order Radio every Wednesday, 8 p.m.
We got to talk about what is taking place on the planet.
There's always going to be somebody in the building on First World Order Radio. First, we need to let you know we're going to be doing more shows, giving out more information on Wednesdays. Wednesday at 8 o'clock, we are now going to make this is the hottest day of the week.
Proceeding levels in time, order, importance. The most prominent parts, voices, or instruments. Earthly state of human concerns and existence. An indefinite multitude, quantity, or distance. System regulates to bring about specifics in the group based on value and natural characteristics. Current radiates electromagnetics of sound through the FM as your thoughts transmits it. Proceeding levels in time, order, importance. The most prominent parts, voices, or instruments. Earthly state of human concerns and existence. An indefinite multitude, quantity, or distance. System regulates to bring about specifics.
Greetings. Peace.
Peace. Love and light. We had a little technical difficulty there, but we back with y'all, so we really appreciate all the love and everybody hanging in there with us.
Yes.
If you don't know, we are Me and My, the newest addition to the First World Order family, and we are honored to be here.
Yes.
So we just want to give thanks and, you know, give a lot of love to Dr. Aline and the goddess Princess Kadira El Bey. You know, just for being there, instrumental in our journey, the journey that we're going to talk to y'all about today. And, you know, just for putting us on right now, because we needed a new home, and they've offered us one in more ways than one. So I just want to put some love out there and, you know, just say thank you to everybody for welcoming us into the family. So we had a show for those of you who were with us before. The MAC show is a show, Music, Art, and Culture, is what the MAC stands for. It's M-A-C. And, you know, we're musicians, so that's the first order that, you know, we wanted to be focused on is our music. But as artists, you know, being artists all our lives, you know, from the time that we were young, coming from music family, and getting started in the industry so young, we definitely have a journey to talk about. We've had such an experience going from the, you know, the mainstream, you know, the Warner Brothers experience, and then coming out of that and into the independent experience, and just recognizing how much our art means to us and also to the culture that it represents and speaks for and speaks to. So I want Masai to talk a little bit about our journey as well, but I just wanted to, you know, give you a little bit of an overview before we get the show started today, which is going to be on Divine Birthright. And, you know, that's what this journey has been, right? When you agree that, you know, it's been about establishing, finding, and, you know, just moving our way into reclaiming our Divine Birthright.
Indeed, indeed. Again, greetings, peace, love, Ashe, Islam, Utep, all that good stuff, you know what I'm saying? But most of all, peace and love to all the family out there that's tuning in tonight, and the ones that's not tuning in. We just want to welcome y'all, you know what I'm saying, to the show, and thank y'all for tuning in again. This has definitely been a journey, a whirlwind, you know, but beyond that, we finally grounded. So with that being said, be ready to just continue this journey, through all the ups and downs, you know, the trials and tribulations, you know what I'm saying, we finally are grounded, you know what I'm saying, where we want to be and doing what we want to do, you know. So tonight we want to just
on the journey.
Yes, of course. Tonight we want to offer y'all, you know, just some things on, you know, just where we come from, our journey, you know, and just getting back to our divine birthright, you know what I'm saying, getting back in, you know, our proper place, you know, as people, you know what I'm saying, as mothers and fathers, you know,
husband and wife,
sisters and brothers, you know,
business owners,
so on. You know,
it's so much to our story, and I feel like that's why it's so important for us to share it, is because, you know, it's a lot of people out here, a lot of teachers, a lot of brilliant, you know, lecturers and that, and they give you all of the information, and that's great, but then it's up to you to really do something with the information, integrate it into your lifestyle, and, you know, move through the process of transitioning out of the old and into the new.
True.
And, you know, it's a season right now of, you know, astrologically speaking, it's a season of coming out of the old and going into the new right now, and the old dying to the new. And that's been, you know, a big part of what we've been going through over the last couple of years. For those of y'all who are riding with us from the MAC show, a former MAC show,
right,
a couple of years ago on Prolific Radio that we had for a few years. Whoop, whoop, and bong, bong to all of the people that's still riding with us through the transition, because I know it's been some time, and, you know, our apologies for, you know, keeping y'all waiting for so long. But we got some new music. We have some great projects that we're working on, some links there that'll get you into, you know, what we got going on, give you a little bit more information. But it has truly been about establishing on the experiential level our birthright. Where the show last ended, we were just about to have our fifth child. And, you know, the whole natural birth scenario, and you know, moving through that and transitioning into a commercial space that got shut down by the city, and all of these things that happened to us, you know, was all a part of the learning process, and that's a part of what we want to share, because you may go through something similar, or you may be going through something similar right now, and, you know, can make good use of this information. So just to know what the journey's about, what it feels like in real time, real speed, what it is to transition from the hood to the hill, you know, continue the journey with us, continue the journey. where we left off, like I said, with the natural birth, I know that that ruffled a lot of feathers, you know, with the less informed or more traditional thinking. Should I say that?
It is what it is, you know what I'm saying?
You know, like, I don't know if I should call it traditional because it's not even traditional. My child reminded me, like, it's not traditional thinking, mommy. I'm like, dang, should I call it modern? I'm like,
I mean, there's plenty of people that have natural births every single day. You know what I'm saying? So, you know.
We've been giving birth naturally since the beginning of time. We've only been in the hospitals for less than 100 years, which is why I didn't understand what all of the scrutiny and all of the issue and worry was about. However, again, this is a part of the journey as we transition back into a more natural and indigenous state of mind, reclaim our rights to even give birth.
Right.
You know, but to have our own life and livelihood and have it be what it is for and to us, and as long as we're not infringing on anybody else's right to property, not have that be an issue. So we had to go through a whole journey of learning the law, learning about what was going on, you know, just in terms of our heritage and our culture, learning about, you know, correcting our status and, you know, some of the ways that we could have maybe even protected ourselves when we were going through what we were going through with the commercial space. You know, so
it's all necessary.
Yeah,
I'm gonna say that right now. It's all necessary because, you know, you don't just fall into this. You know what I'm saying? This is a growing process.
Definitely,
so like, you
not.
Know, before we had the last baby, you know what I'm saying? Like, we had children in the hospital because we didn't know. You know what I'm saying? And we was going through things, and you know,
well, that last one I did know, and I was,
and
you know,
well, then we didn't do it.
And that's what we need to speak to.
We
because
didn't go,
listen,
we didn't go
how
to
many
that,
other women feel like I felt on my fourth child?
Right.
And I was in the hospital, and I didn't want to be there. I walked in there with this level of determination, like, I'm not taking no medicine, I'm not doing no IV, and don't do this, and don't do that, and just as I had prior to it, and learning so much information about what goes on behind the scenes with the hospitals, about what, you know, just the percentages of forced cesarean sections in the country versus around the world, and studying other indigenous cultures, and then seeing what their birth experience is. And finally, I read this book, Orgasmic Birth. Woo! Took me somewhere else. So that was something to think about. Like, wow, you know, indigenous women around the world are doing this thing. And they're taking it into their own hands. It's their birth, you know, and their right to give birth in the way that is comfortable for them.
Well, I'm going to say in popular culture, not to cut you off, just to add on, but, you know, if we call it popular culture, you know, just in our societies, like, it's not really, like, looked at like that. We don't really see, like, a lot of indigenous people or, you know, people just, you know, being back into their own natural roots, like, you know, having children, you know, homeschooling your children. It's not a lot of people, like, because that's not popular in today's society.
But it's becoming,
you know,
more popular.
And of course it is, because, you know,
speak to it.
There are more people now coming out and coming into themselves.
Right.
You know, the world is much more open now for people. So, you know, that's one of the things we want to do, you know, is bring truth, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Truth with confirmation at that, you know what I'm saying? Because with the confirmation, then we can really, you know what truth is, you know what I'm saying? And it will make you free.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? So
exactly.
That's one of the things that we tend to bring forth this year, you know what I'm saying, and so on, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, y'all ride with us on this journey, man, because, again, it's been a rough one. But, you know, again, like, at the end of the day,
together,
you
that's
know,
the key.
What is a journey without having some bumps? You know what I'm saying?
Right,
some lost nights or some dark roads you're traveling down. And, you know what I'm saying? You come through that. You know what I mean? You make it through. Like, you know what I mean? That's the only way you're going to really, you know, find yourself is, you know, you got to have those experiences.
And being partners and moving through it together, I think, is key, too. You know, it's a lot of sisters and brothers out here, you know, journeying through it.
Right.
And sometimes that gets challenging, too, because as you're shifting and, you know, your paradigm is changing and you may have a different pace, you know, or you may have a different interpretation of things than your partner.
Right.
So now y'all have to move through whatever it is y'all have to move through. Y'all have to evolve together. And, you know, that's another part of this journey. We definitely speak to that on some latter shows. But I wanted to get into, you know, we usually, matter of fact, what I'll do, I'll talk about the Max Show segment. So just to give you an idea of what we cover on our show.
True.
And then we'll start to get into the individual segments and we'll drop some information for y'all and, you know, give y'all some references because we love to give references so you can do your own independent research. I know everybody's at a different place on the journey so we can all learn from each other. And that's how I always look at it. I learn from my children every day. So that's something else, you know, just to bring a little motherly jewel to the forefront. So those of you who were with us before on the Max Show, y'all remember some of these show segments. And, you know, we added a couple more in. So the Mac Community Showcase, what that's about, we like to feature and interview artists, creative people who are all about, you know, entrepreneurship, creative entrepreneurship, and owning, operating, and controlling your own destiny. So, you know, we take every opportunity to showcase the forward-thinking game changers, you know, that are creating urban progress, you know. So we do artist features and, you know, hopefully we get Dr. Aleem up here with us, you know, and do a little interview and have them speak so that some of our old listeners that stuck around, you know, through the journey can get a chance to learn some things, you know, from what Dr. Aleem has to bring forth. But, you know, you're still learning from them because we've been learning from them probably the last 5 or 6 years. So a lot of what we bring forth, you know, is coming from the elders and the master teachers that we study under. So I'm just appreciative for that. And I'm just going to continue to showcase, you know, what we call today creative revolutionary, because, you know, it's really about people taking their creativity to the next level and using it in a revolutionary way versus the popular culture, you know, sell your ingenuity and your creativity to some corporation where you don't get any rights or royalties and where your originality is stifled in that. And, you know, we could talk about that all day. Mm-hmm. But then we have All Things Me and Mine. That's another segment. For those of you who don't know, we are a recording group. We're musicians. We have a number of projects that have been out, and we're working on one now. We got the Mac Fest that's coming up. Okay, let's let it bubble. But we'll definitely, you know, to be announced. So we're going to throw that, you know, throw a couple of links. You know, maybe on the next show or two to give y'all an idea of when we're going to do the Mac Music Fest. We also have the summer camp coming up. So that's something that's really, you know, that's going to be phenomenal because we are family and our business, Me and My Music, is a family-owned business and we get our children involved. And, you know, so they're on a journey with us. And, you know, that's something that we encourage other people to do is just make it a family affair. You know, just in terms of your creative abilities, just in terms of the information that you're studying and learning, you know, to just make it something that's a shared experience, if you can. Because right. I know some people that are going through it right now because it's difficult to do that in every case, you know, but it's all good. You know what I'm saying? We also got the studio that we're rebuilding now, so you're going to hear some new songs and some things in the very near future. And, you know, that's just how we do it with All Things Me and My. It's just give you a little behind the scenes and account, you know, of the ins and outs as artists, juggling married life.
And let me just,
you know,
add
all
on,
that.
I know y'all been waiting for the music, but y'all got to give me a break on this. You know, again, like this last 2 years, this has really been, you know, a journey, you know, mm-hmm. with the kids. You know, with the moving around, you know what I'm saying, with
traveling,
you know what I'm saying, getting ourselves back in our high mind, you know what I'm saying, our proper stat. Oh, yeah, that was a lot of stuff. We're going to get into that in a little bit.
Yeah, that's a whole show in and of itself, just going to court and just, you know, moving through the process of standing on your square and really speaking to, you know, that's a whole hour.
We back grounded, you know what I'm saying,
right.
We can really, like, focus and hone in on, you know, standing our right high mind, you know what I'm saying,
right.
And that's what we, you know, doing this show so that we can, you know, bring people back to their hot mind.
Right.
You know, so, yeah, the music is on its way, man. We still rocking that right now. I got some new features. I ain't about to leak no names because I know y'all want to know who's going to be on these projects, but I can't give you that yet. I can't give you that, you know what I'm saying? But, yeah, but I got to stay cool.
Artists, you know, and if you're a creative revolutionary, if you're an artist with a unique message, with something original to say, if you on the journey with us and you spit flame, or you sing, or you whatever expression, you know, art, whatever it might be, hit us up because we love to showcase that type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
We love to showcase that type of thing. And, you know, we're putting together a lot of big things for this year and into next year. So definitely hit us up. There'll be some contact information and everything there for you to pull from. Another thing, back to basics, that's another segment that we do. We love old school music in that.
you know, but we like to talk about, you know, the difference in the transition in music, like, because when you really look at, you know, Earth, Wind, and Fire and some of these artists, they was really putting a lot of the science and a lot of the information and the tones and all of those things in the music. And we have to get back to that. That's the reason why, you know, the music industry is what it is. And we had to experience that firsthand and pull out of it and do something different. And, you know, so we're looking to join forces with, you know, some other like-minded creatives and make some phenomenal things happen, because it's time again. You know, it's time, you know, this is the quickening. So we have to make the music that goes with the time period, theme music that goes with the time period. And that's what it's about. I listened to an interview on NPR with, who was that, baby?
Mavis
Staples. They did play something by Lena Horne that I like. Indeed I do. So maybe I'll find that one day and share it. But it was Mavis Staples, and she was speaking about her experience as a youth, coming into the music, because they were young, the Mavis, the Staples singers, it was, right? And it was she and her sister, and it was a family affair, like, you know, kind of like our thing. And they talked a bit about the experiences and some of the things that they went through with racism, and, you know, she had her father right there. But the dope thing about it was, even the interviewer of Mavis Staples said, well, you know, in these times with Ferguson and, you know, what's going on right now in Baltimore and, you know, a lot of these places and the things that's going on, where's the music like your music that was the theme music for the times? We don't hear it. And I said, well, you know, some of it we do hear, but a lot of it we don't. So we got to get on showcasing it, definitely. And so that's another big part of it, getting back to the basics of what the music and art is about and what it does for the culture.
Well, I want to add on to that too. Again, in those times, you know what I'm saying, the people were more like, I won't say they were together, but you know what I'm saying, the times, like, it seemed like we was fighting for something back then. It seemed like we just go for anything nowadays. You know what I'm saying? We don't have those kind of the ingenuity. We don't think the same way we used to think. You know what I'm saying? We let, you know, the media and, you know, all these different facets of entertainment, you know what I'm saying, corrupt the mind of, you know what I'm saying, of our cities and our communities now, you know what I'm saying? So the music is just not the same. It doesn't have the same love in it anymore. It's not reflecting, you know. Yeah, it is. Like,
it's
what they're saying now,
right,
in the music,
it's
actually
the change in the mindset.
And it's happening in all over the world.
Right.
You know,
true.
In the country, out the country. This is everywhere, you know, where music has been, you know, a key to really unlocking, you know, I would say music is a key to unlocking, you know, our world, you know what I'm
right.
saying? Because it deals with, you know, it's dealing with vibration, it's dealing with tones, it's dealing with words.
Right.
It speaks to the soul. That's
the subconscious mind.
And when you're not putting the right messages in music,
right.
You know, when you, when you continue to downgrade the music, then, you know, you're not going to see very progressive people.
A lot of it,
you know,
is not
saying?
By choice, though.
I'm,
that's what I'm saying.
I'm not saying
no.
it's not by choice.
Right.
I've never said that. And I'm not saying that, you know, somebody is making somebody do something either.
Right. That's true.
You know what I mean? Because,
yeah, we are
again, you are have your
that.
Own choice. You make your own decision.
Because we made our choice.
Exactly.
So
and that's why where we at right now.
Right.
You know, so,
yep.
You know, it's all up to the individual. We all have choices to make. You know what I'm saying?
So what about what the one brother said about that? How he believes that in this time it's going to call forth that particular aspect of our nature, where we feel compelled to rise up and start to have that expression again.
Well, we can see that right now. It's on a
right.
very small scale, but you can see it right now because brothers and sisters is starting to come together now.
Right.
And from what I see,
it's on
a basis of love. Like we tired of certain things that's happening in our community,
right.
And we should be.
Right.
We should be. We should be tired
right.
of seeing certain things. It's like a recurring event. Like this is just. Every week is something else happening.
Right.
It's somebody
right.
else. It's all these young people, you know, in different places of the world. So, you know, we got to look at this and say, you know what, enough is enough.
Right.
You know, and I see that happening.
Mm-hmm.
It's coming. You know what I mean? I don't want to see on a small scale because we only get what we see through the media.
I
you know
agree
what I'm saying?
With
so,
you totally.
In that
I
aspect, like,
the same thing.
We
I
can
think
only
it's
say.
Larger than we think.
Yeah, so in that aspect, that's we can only say, like, from that from that perspective, what we really see.
Right.
What's being showcased. But
right.
in the real world, you know, people are coming together every single day, and I truly know that, and I have faith and believe that these things are happening.
Right.
So, you know, I want to give a shout out to all the brothers and the sisters that's actually coming together.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
the
shout out to the Blood,
Crips,
yes, all that
go,
for bringing this some
we
of these things to
our army to be right.
We need to bring this stuff to an end. You know what I'm saying? And you know, just get back in our right minds.
Even
get back in the proper place.
You know, like we have to come together too and become less involved in who has the perfect formula and who has what right and what wrong. And start working off of what commonalities exist.
Again,
because
we're all
moving in the same direction. We represent different degrees of the spectrum. We each of us bringing different information forward. You know what I'm saying? But at the same time, it's all one circle. So, you know, I think the coming together of even the people in the conscious community on the street level, I feel like it's happening everywhere.
Right.
You
right.
know, it's
I
not going to be showcased. In fact, it's probably going to be downplayed.
Well, that's good that it's not really showcased. You know what I'm saying? Because if the media gets hold to certain things, it's easy for them to twist it, switch it, do this and do that to it. You know, we need to, you know what I'm saying? In fact, I'm just going to say
the revolution will not be televised.
I'm going to say it just like this. We need to stick to our own shit. You know what I mean?
Right.
Get back to doing things the way we know how to do it. Like
mm-hmm.
One brother just told me, I spoke to a brother and he was like, the biggest way to stop all that stuff is ignoring some of this stuff. Ignore,
right.
man. Totally disregard what they say about you, what they think.
Exactly.
And in fact, most of the stuff they say about you is not even who you are.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? We got these names that really don't belong to us.
Right.
And we're going to get into that too.
Yeah, we
know
definitely
what I'm saying?
Are.
We're going to get into those
that
things too.
That brings me to the next
so,
segment.
You know, I want to encourage brothers and sisters to really start to you know, look out. Do more research, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Get with your brothers and your sisters that's in the community that's doing things. You know, get with the elders that's looking to do things, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's
and as the elders,
right
get with the young people that's looking to do things because we need that connection again,
mm-hmm.
you know what I'm saying, in order to raise these villages of young people.
Well,
you know
a note of caution on that, too. I just want to give a note of caution just as far as, you know, connecting because I think that connection is important for us to come together. But I also think that it's important for us to recognize who we need to come together with because some people are on a journey with you and some people are moving in a different direction.
That's
you know, there
true.
Are people who are too afraid to let go of, you know, the old paradigms and, you know, and the things that we've been conditioned with. And even though we know that a lot of these things were intentionally set up for our demise, you still fall into the same patterns of thinking. You still fall into the same patterns of behavior. You still have to interact with all those old people and go into all those old places and all of that. So that's another part of the experience we want to speak to, you know, just some of our, you know, some of the things that have happened along the way and, you know, how we dealt with it when we were still learning the lesson and then when we finally got it, how we transcended. Because, you know, those are all of the little tidbits of information that I think were missing for us as we move through sort of on an island with not a lot of people around us to help cultivate, you know, that process. We had to just move through it the best way we knew how. And so that was good because it developed some independence on certain levels and all of that. But it also had its, you know, its cons as well because, you know, it was difficult at times. We were the crazy people, and I know a lot of people out there have had that experience as well, you know, and probably have some stories to tell, and you know, and you definitely can give us a buzz if you look in to share your story, because it's as much for us about hearing your stories and having your stories shared and having what you're doing showcased, because, you know, once again, we were just talking about this. Why do we buy what we buy? Why do we make the choices that we make? Why do we think the way we do? And, you know, my humble opinion would be that it's because we're being inundated with commercials that sell us certain products and, you know, holidays and all of these commercial types of focused things. You know what I'm saying? It's really just about somebody making a profit. It's all, you know, just the whole commercial world that's being presented to us as life, as relationships, as, you know, all of these other things. So we watch movies and seeing commercials and listening to the radio and all of these other things, and we go on the internet, and we're not having that much of an interaction or an experience to integrate what we learn, the things that we learn, So we're still operating in a lot of the old ways, even though we're learning new information. And that's something that I see a lot. So this is the turning, because if this is the time to let go of the old and, you know, to have the old die to the new, then that means we can't continue to do those same things. We can't, you know, and nothing against the marching or the, you know, the looting and the, you know, and all of those things. And I do understand that that level of expression as well. You know, these are all levels of expression, but you got to look at it like this. If you feel voiceless, if you feel unheard, everybody knows, everybody was that 7-year-old child, you know, or that 70-year-old person who's been suppressing or who has not been able to voice how they really feel. And when it comes out, oh, it comes out. It's like an eruption. So sometimes you can't even contain it. And that's something that we've experienced even on a personal level in our communication when we attempted to suppress how we really felt about things and that. And then it comes out in some, you know, inappropriate way, or you yelling and screaming, and then you realize later, like, wow, you know, I guess it had gotten blown out of proportion in my head because I have been pushing it down. So if you feel like you're one of the, you know, oppressed, voiceless people who haven't been heard, you're going to make yourself known. You're going to make your presence felt. And I think that's what a lot of the violence and a lot of the...
But that comes out of, you know, when people get fed up. You know, when people are fed up, you know, that's when, you know, they're going to start saying something. And I think if people are finally getting fed up with the nonsense and the bullshit that's happening,
right,
you know, on a daily basis. It's like, it's too much, you know what I'm saying, for some people to take it, and it's hard. You know what I'm saying?
We have different ways of expressing ourselves when we get to that point, though, and that's what I'm saying. That's one way that we express ourselves when we get, you know, but it's a lot of ways we can express ourselves,
and,
you know.
And in doing so, you know, when we get to that point, you know, a lot of it's anger, a lot of it's frustration, a lot of it's rage. You know what I'm saying? You know, because again, like, you can't just mistreat people. You can't just, you know, treat people how, you know what I'm saying, just any old kind of way.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it's like, it's almost like there's no respect for the people at all. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, at some point, it's like, all right, yeah, you know, we ain't going to deal with that no more. And how we win, or how we, you know, we turn away from, like you was just saying, we got to turn away. We got to actually turn in. We got to turn inward to ourselves. We got to start looking at ourselves, because anything that's starting in our community is starting with us. So we can change it too. We start changing the way we think, the way we feel, the way we act, and the way we communicate with each other. We got to, as a people, start coming together and building with each other more often. You know, start sharing in ideas. You know what I mean? Start expressing ourselves. Because if nobody else don't want to hear it, then we need to listen to ourselves.
That's right.
You know
that's
what I'm saying? Nobody else don't want to hear what we got to say, then I want to hear what you got to say. You got something on your heart, say it to me. You know what I'm saying? Call in the show. You know what I mean? Let us know how you feel. You know what I'm saying? Let us, you know, build the community together. You know what I'm saying? And we can work it out. We'll work it out. You know what I'm saying? That's why we here. You know what I'm saying? To, you know, be able to be those vehicles to help the people get over their hump. To get over the hump, because
we
were there. You know what I'm saying? We were
there,
and we're still going through these things. You know what I'm saying? But my point is, we have, you know, we have a vehicle to help people, like, come on. You know,
right.
Here's some knowledge. Here's some information. Here's some wisdom for you. You know what I'm saying? Get you some understanding so you can see what's really going on around you. You know what I mean?
Right.
As, you know, get back in your high mind. You know what I'm saying? You wasn't in this mind some time before. You know
right.
what I'm saying? So we got to get back to that place. You know what I'm saying? Like our ancestors.
We were in this mind some time before, but it's been a while, so we got to refresh our memory.
Exactly. Back to that. You know what I'm saying? And I feel like, you know, we're gonna find some great results in that. You know what I'm saying?
As we are. I can see it already. Definitely. You know, when you look at some of the people that are out now, you know, really bringing forth the information, like Dr. Ali, you know, Brother Panic, you know, Bobby Hemmett, you know, it's a list of them. But, you know, you can see it happening, because then they have the whole army behind them that's bringing the information forward, you know, and it's bouncing off of everybody.
Mm-hmm.
So you got to know it's having an effect. And then you got the cellular level of thing too. What is it, sonic resonance, that Dr. Jewel Pookrum was talking about when she was talking, remember she was talking about the birds and
right.
that, and how some birds in different areas that didn't have contact with each other, when one group of birds learned something new, it was still transmitted on some level to birds in another area, and they picked it up. And, you know, what that's really saying is that speaking, we're communicating with each other on a deeper level.
Without even knowing it.
Right, beyond just what we're conscious of.
Right.
So, you know, as we all change and grow and learn new things, we're all changing and growing and learning new things. So what we're doing inside of ourselves or inside of the cell that we are is, you know, going out into the body,
mm-hmm.
you know, and affecting the other cells. So this is definitely important, you know, even in the sharing of it, but also just in our experience of it, moving through it as souls and then sharing. You know, I think that's really key. So we added a couple of new segments, the Moorish culture lesson. And so that's where we're going to share some information directly with you and give you some references and things that you can use just to help you on your journey, you know, because that was something that, you know, was done for us. You know, people were there to guide us and give us the information that we needed, you know, so that even though we felt like we were alone on a physical level, wasn't a lot of people around to share the information. There were people that were close enough for us to call or, you know, we could go online and check some things out or listen to some shows, not too different than this one, and gather some information on the journey.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we have some information tonight on the birthright, you know, the divine birthright. And I feel like it's important to include the divine because I definitely feel like this was divinely ordained to go just the way it's going, even with all of the things that seem so horrific. And, you know, with all of the challenges that we faced on a personal level, I know that everything had a reason and a purpose. And, you know, that's just the way it goes. That's just the way it goes. So I think that this is key. You know what I'm saying? So I'm going to let Messiah bring forth a little bit of information that he's going to read on the divine birthright. Just on a personal note, too, I just want to say that, you know, for us in moving through this process, it was like it was undeniable. It was something that we couldn't avoid. You know, we move through. It's almost like that's the spiritual journey, too. You know, if you choose, you can you have your choice. So you can bump your head if you want, but then you have to go through what you got to go through. And so we had to move through this process, whether we willfully moved through the process, and sometimes we did, and we called for and we asked questions and the ancestors were there to move us through and supply the things we needed, or whether we were resistant to what it was that we were supposed to be learning or doing, and we had to move through some other experiences and obstacles and things, you know, to give us a clearer view. So for me, that's the divine part, because it's, you know, standing on your square and learning the law is not just about some paperwork and filing some paperwork, and we had to learn that firsthand. It's not just about cutting and pasting or thinking that, you know, somebody else's script is going to work for you. And the same is true in life and on your spiritual journey. You're going to get to a place where you have to find what's true for you and stand on your square, you know, and stand in it and speak to it and express it and why you have the right to feel that way and stand there. And so that's been a part of it that we had to, you know, move through. It was more than just a lesson that could be taught from a book or something somebody could share in a story. It was the divine birthright, you know, the right to be who we are and be born here to do what we're going to do and then come into that thing and then be it. And so it was multi-layered, you know, and I guess that would be the case since we're, you know, multidimensional beings. I think the key, though, is when you are on this physical plane and you're looking at everything through that lens and you're moving through it and you're learning new information, but you don't know how it applies to you, that's where the experience comes in. That's where the brother was saying truth with confirmation, because, you know, we bring forth truth. We share, you know, information and we give references and all that, and we study these truths. But then, you know, we have to move through it to have the confirmation on it, you know, so that we can know with who we are and in our experience and in our living that these things are true. And the contrast, I think, between that, in my own personal opinion, is where all of the other experiences that we have that are a little bit more challenging. Wayne, you agree?
Oh, most certainly. We had some really challenging experiences, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, we prevail. You know what I'm saying? We not like, you know, it's a process, man. Let me say that again. It's a process, man. That thing, you know, you don't just get out here and like, oh, yeah, I'm doing this, I'm doing that. Nah, you go ahead, you stand right there, you don't move.
Right.
You don't move. You don't allow nothing to, like, you know, take you off when you know, like, this is where you come from. This is your ancestors.
Right.
This is
right.
your this is your heritage, your culture.
Mm-hmm.
This is your way of life. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You know, we die right. for this.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, because everybody else died for their shit. That's just real talk. Right. Like, everybody, they don't be for they people. Or they tribe, they nation.
Right.
They don't be. So you got to be for yours.
Right.
That's just it. Now, that's not being racist. That's just being real. That's the facts.
Definitely. Well, and I think that's also human nature. You know what I'm saying? I think that's human nature that, you know, we protect ourselves. That's the first order, you know, is that we have to make sure that we're cared for. You know, if this is the temple of God, then I have to take care of it. I have to, you know, do with it what I will, right?
Certainly.
So, and that in accordance with my divine purpose. And so that's where the divine right to, you know, be born here, to have that purpose, and to be born of a mother. And, you know, and that's something else that, you know, we definitely want to get into, you know, and we'll have some shows that where we go into the whole gender equation. That's something we like to talk about, you know, just being that it's both of us together. You know, we have songs about love, and, you know, we do talk a lot about our experience and just staying together through this and moving through it together. That's been something else. Having children together and having each of our heritages and our lineages come into play with our children, we need to know basically what's going on with both of our families so that we can move through what we need to move through and, you know, be able to teach our children and give them a little bit different foundation where we can, you know, kind of straighten some of the crooks up in there.
Yep.
That's,
you know,
if you know it's some crooks up in there, you know.
Yes, sir.
And so that's something else even that we got to go into because, you know, the whole homeschooling journey, you know, immunization, and that whole process and just what the experience was like for us, everything to, down to even filing our paperwork, you know, just to, you know, to change our legal status and correct things and get things in order. And, you know, it's so much to it. And, you know, only thing we can do is really lean on each other and move through this process because it is a process. And we're moving through it together. It's not, you know, a magic word or something that you can say and you know, poof, everything is in order. You know, you really have to move through it. And, you know, that's something else that we want to speak to, you know, just as a family and what that's been about, you know, transitioning into entrepreneurship versus feeling the need to have to take up the traditional way of looking at employment and, you know, things like 501K. Is that what it is, 501K?
401.
You know, I'll tear some numbers up in a minute, especially when it's something that don't apply to me, because that's, you know, we had to just let go. We had to let go of, you know, looking at it through that lens. And, you know, it just kept coming up again and again. And that, so that was the process. So, you know, just learning to stand on that's not for me. And I don't need to know that. I don't need to know everything. I need to know what pertains to me. I don't need to compete with somebody else's concept of something. I need to know what pertains to me. And moving through that journey is the journey that leads to standing on your square. So, you know, when we talk as Moors about standing on the square, a typical thought process is, you know, just knowing your heritage and being able to speak for yourself in court, knowing your birthright, you know, and just some basic scripts and things that you can easily memorize. But it's much, much, much more in depth than that. And, you know, so we're still learning and moving and growing and living this thing every day. And we have the courage to just be who we are and let it be known who we are and what we're doing and what we're moving through. And so I think that's what makes us unique, because, you know, we're not the people, for those of you who don't know us, for those of you who do know us, you know this already, but we're not the people who pretend. You know, we're not the people who are quiet or who say the right thing. You know, we're the people who sound like they're sitting next to you in your living room talking to you, because that's how this is. That's what this is. It's soul to soul, you know. And I look at it just like that, you know, because we're all having this journey and experiencing it together, and we all have the same level of validity to me, just in terms of what the journey is. Now, don't get me wrong, I want to give honor and reverence to those of us who really put their life's work in
to, on the line,
yeah, to make it happen or to bring forth information or, you know, and there's so many great people. But at the same time, just like I said, I learned from my baby. So I'm, you know, if Yahshua was no respecter of persons, neither am I. It's still all the same thing.
Most certainly. I agree. I truly agree. And I just want to say, too, like, when we, even when we get into the words, like birth, right, you know what I'm saying? Like, birth means, you know what I mean, you were born. You know what I mean? You're here. You came through. And you have God-given rights. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, prior to, you know, certain things happening on the world, you know what I'm saying, we was already living accordingly, you know what I mean? And it's only been like, you know, we talk about this all the time, like, you know, it hasn't been that long that we've been like, you know, the stories have just been changed and the information been, you know, erased and, you know, just rewritten and stuff going around, you know, 200-300 years.
Right.
You know, so we can't be like, we just got to wake up, you know what I'm saying, and really just look around. Look at the information that's right there. Like, you know what I'm saying? A lot of the stuff is right here in front of your face. You know what I'm saying? You just gotta be looking for that though.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, a lot of us, again, like, we in tune or we being getting entertained by everything else that's, you know, supposed to seduce you like that. Mm-hmm. And that's the program.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? That's the program. When you're a child, like, that's what they do. They program you. You know, and then you at a certain, you supposed to wake up from that shit.
It's not
and right. Come up out of it. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it ain't for anybody. Like I'm saying.
It's going outside.
Pardon me, God. It's not for everybody. So, you know, we got to, you know, really get back into, you know, again, our natural way of life, the way we do things, the way our ancestors did it. So when we start looking back at our ancestors and the way they did things in life, you know what I'm saying? And we, you know, incorporate those things into what we do on a regular, everyday basis. You know what I'm saying? It's name, come on. Like, then it's the change. Like, the world can't be the same way. You know what I mean? Because the thought is not even the same way anymore. We produce some different thoughts. You know what I'm saying? And everything starts with the thought. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, we gotta stay, you know, in the right frame of mind. We gotta stay in our high minds. You know what I mean? When we talk about birthrights, you're talking about you being born, you know what I'm saying? And a lot of our people was right here, again, on this land, you know, right here in North America.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So
that's prior to, we didn't know.
Yeah, we didn't know that. You know what I mean? Because, again, you got some books and some information when you was in school. And I can tell you, in the last, you know, year, 2 years, maybe even three, and I've been studying for more than that, but the last, like, 3 or 4 years, I learned more information than I ever could learn in a lifetime, you know, just watching and seeing things.
Mama!
You know, and really, it's about the experience, you know, and we've experienced some serious things, you know what I'm saying? We've experienced being in the music industry, in the music business. We've experienced being on the road, traveling. There's been so many different things that we've experienced that we can really, you know, we can talk about, you know what I'm saying? You know, so I appreciate just having this moment right now because I'm a little bit touched. It's my first show on the air, you know what I'm saying? And the spirit is just telling me, like, you know what I mean? Like, don't even go into the books and everything. It's like, don't even put the books down for a second. I want to read something, but it's like, don't even go there.
Right.
You know I mean? Like, just
and
continue
that's
to,
what it's about.
You know what I'm saying? Stand on your path, you know what I mean? The airways is open, you know what I'm saying? And the vibration is going up.
Right.
You know what I mean? So, you know, it's good. It's a good thing, like, you know what I'm saying, the air that we're breathing right now, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
We breathing in each other's air, you know what I'm saying? We taking that in, conspiring,
exactly.
You know what I'm saying? We marrying right there, you know what I'm saying?
Definitely merging
in
here.
So.
Yeah, I could feel it too. I mean, you know, as, you know, I wanted to talk a little bit about the, you know, get into and reading a couple of things too and just giving people some references.
Right.
But I think it is key for us to speak from our own experience, especially, you know, in that we're talking to some new people. I know we got some new people that are sharing the experience with us today, you know, and I'm appreciative for that opportunity. And, you know, I really want to speak to who we are, you know what I'm saying? And because we're going to have shows and time to definitely get into the information
right.
in that. So I could feel that, you know, just that conflicting feeling of, you know, I want to share the information and I want to get this all out. But at the same time, you know, it's really just about allowing your spirit to just move in the way that it moves. And,
right.
you know, and allowing yourself to really share what you're called to share. You know, that's very important. I think that's a part of the transition that we're even moving through because even that whole left brain, you know, ideology of like, okay, let me have everything together and in a line and I'm going to say everything perfectly and every little dot is going to be in place and all of that, you know, that still comes from that other orientation. So we're shifting and we're finding balance. And sometimes we got to like shift right in the middle of driving, like you driving. Next thing you know, it's like, wait a minute, I'm going the wrong way. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to go this way now. And you got to be willing to do that. And that's even a part of it. That's even a part of it because, you know, maybe what is written is one thing and that may have its value and importance, but maybe what's coming through you has its value and importance in that moment that could be something that is written that can have its value and importance in, you know, another 50 years to somebody else after we're not even thinking that thought anymore.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So it's like you have to be open and willing. And just like you said, you know, we are vehicles and vessels or conduits. So, you know, we have to be open and allow that flow to take place.
Right.
And so sometimes it's like we got to shift out of that default program into, you know, and then it's like back to regular scheduled program. And then you go shift back and you're like, okay, now let me pick up where I was. You know what I'm saying? And that's the balance.
Mm-hmm.
That's the balance. That's that left brain, right brain. Balance and, you know, just reestablishing that so that we can really function the way we
want
to function.
Yeah, true. We definitely got to stay in balance, man. You know what I mean? I was just speaking to some of my people last night. Shout out to my group me, you know what I'm saying? Because I be in there building with the family and everybody, you know what I'm saying? Gunny and, you know, Donnie and Stretch Money and, you know, all the other fellas, Mellow, Brooklyn, all them. You know, peace. You know, all the fellas. But I was just dealing with them last night, and I was saying, you know, we gotta stay in balance, you know what I'm saying? Too much, you know what I'm saying, wavery or going too much to the extreme on either side is bad, you know what I mean? So you got to kind of stay in the middle, and that's kind of like what Yahshua was saying,
path.
What Jesus was saying.
Right.
You know, you got to stay in the middle, you know what I'm saying? To follow the path,
mm-hmm.
you know what I mean? And you know through that on that path, you're going to be tempted with all things. Everything will be getting thrown at you. You know what
mm-hmm.
I'm saying? So you got to be steadfast. You got to, you know, be humble. You know what I mean? You got to be respectful. You don't got to, don't let nobody whoop. You know what I'm saying? Cause if somebody, you know, cause you got to whoop their ass.
Right.
I'm not about to let nobody just run over me. That don't happen. You know
right,
what I'm saying?
Right.
Nobody not going to just do away with their, how they, no, that don't happen. You know,
mm-hmm.
we don't infringe on nobody, and you should never infringe on us. Because then we'll be forced to do what we do, no, regardless. It's like any other animal.
Mm-hmm.
Animals in the animal kingdom, they do what they do, but it's the ones that have to, you know, infringe on the other ones. They gotta protect their home, they protect their land, they protect their family,
right.
you know, and that's just natural instinct,
mm-hmm.
you know. But at the same time, like, you know, we just, you know, continue to strive every single day. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Be better people. So, like, you got to, you know, when all those tests and all those things are being thrown at you, you know what I'm saying? You got to, you know, you got to be home. You got to, you know what I'm saying? You got to carry yourself a certain way. You got to have them on your shelf. You know what I mean? Some mm-hmm. things you can block off naturally. You know what I mean? Some things you can just, you know, brush off.
And just like you said, sometimes it's not called for to be humble. And yeah. I think that's what we learn in, you know, just as far as, you know, the different degrees or even the, you know, the deities or, you know, all of those things kind of like the same concept. It's just the different characteristics or aspects of yourself, like almost like a different gear that you got to shift
and
to at a different point.
See.
Like when you need a certain gear, like, oh, let me downshift. Okay, I need to be here. Okay, let me go, you know.
And I just want, that's what I wanted to say about the whole, all these incidents with the riots and all that stuff, that so much
right.
stuff that's happened in Baltimore.
Right.
You want to tell you, like, okay, you see
the whistleblower.
You see the energy that's down there.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? We take that energy and turn it into something else. Then.
Because the floods and Chris took that energy and turned it into something else.
We turned it into something
and
else, then, you know what I'm saying? Now we
it's a lot of
built.
Look at UPP. You got the Ujima People's Party,
mm-hmm.
People's Progress
mm-hmm.
Party. They doing a community-led independent party. If that really catches on, we can have that in every state.
Yeah.
And then have, you know, somebody that is coming from the community,
that's
you know,
right.
that's willing
me.
To step forward and represent the community, you know, in a political forum and really start speaking to some of the real things. I mean, and I really, just being honest, I don't have a whole lot of faith in the whole political situation, just being, being 100, but it, at the same time, I do see the potential for something like that, because what it'll do is give voice to, first of all, not one of the polls, but a medium, just like you're talking about, a median or independent from those polls party of people who are able to speak through someone that they choose to speak to what they want to have spoken to, which is what the government really was created to be like, you know, in the first place. You know, when the Moors and their sons established and things, or even before that, when the Ouachita and, you know, the indigenous people had their own system of government set up, it was still about we the people. So it's still about, you know, we the people. And if we get that concept going again, and then, of course, Ujima, you know, the concept of Ujima, you know, that just even adding that into it, it just makes you think about it, because then it's like, okay, it's collective work.
The United
like,
People's Party, right?
Right, the
yeah.
Ujima People's Progress Party. I think it's uppmaryland.org.
Right.
The website. And that's something else, you know, that people, you know, a response to what's going on. You know, okay, we got to do something about this. So, you know, we're artists. We making music, like we making freedom songs. We making, you know, raise your vibration songs in Fifth Dimension. You know, so we all have our own expression in this. And that's really what the MAC is about for us. You know, we're going to do our best to be the conduit to allow the message that needs to come through, through our creativity. And we recognize other people that are doing the same thing, whatever that is. You know, whether it's speaking it, writing it, you know, you may paint, you may make food that, you know, is more representative of where we're going than where we've been, you know, or personal products that we can use. And the more we start to, you know, really support each other and really investing our money into each other's creation, the better off we'll be, family, because if you ain't checked, everybody else is doing it.
Yes,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
everybody else
is doing
that.
We need to be doing that.
You know, and bigging up each other and whatever progress that's being made.
Hey,
you
man, that Sammy's, that old
Versus
thing. Sharing is caring.
Right?
Yeah, you know what I mean? You need to care about your own people and share with your own people.
Speaking of that, we have a fundraise page. I'm going to throw the link up there. And I thought I'd put it in there, but I'm going to put the link up there. We have a fundraise page for the MAC. So you can, you know, check it out and see a little bit about our projects and what we're doing, and definitely show your support. And we have a site and some things that you might want to check out as well. And we're looking to put some things together. So, again, hit us. You can hit us right now. The guest calling number is 626-414-3535 if you didn't already have it. One more time, that's 626-414-3535. That's the guest calling line. So if you want to call and share your thing, sharing is caring, brother, sister, let it be known what you do. And, you know, that's going to make a positive impact, you know, for us, by us, because that's the whole thing that we got to get to. And, you know, just begin to really move past all of these old hurdles and old ways of thinking and being and operating. And, you know, just drop these layers. Let's drop these layers. You know what I'm saying? So I'm just looking to, you know, continue this whole process because I'm loving it. You know, they call it the quickening. I could definitely feel it. You know, I could feel just what's happened in the last 10 years on every level. Like, time is flying right now.
And that's so money because I'm in here digging in the crates. I'm looking for something special for y'all. And I'm going to take y'all back a little bit. I'm going to go back like 10 years, maybe 10, 11 years. And I'll play you some stuff from then. And I'm playing a little bit of stuff in the middle. And then some stuff from now. Now I might sneak and play you something from now. I might not give you all that. I'm going to give you something.
Yeah, give them a little something. Yeah, we're into the second hour. So we definitely want to give people a little something to listen to.
Yeah.
For those of you who know us, you're gonna be, you know, it's gonna be the throwback, so you're gonna love it. You know what I'm saying? If you don't know it, so take a listen.
He's gonna definitely.
All right. Well, he's still digging through the crates, so you know that's definitely something that we want to do. Okay. All right.
Hold on.
Hold on. I want to get too excited. You know, but We have a lot of music too. It's a lot of music, old stuff just floating around online. So if you check us out, me and my, we're on Facebook. We have a Reverb Nation profile page from way back when that still has some things on it. I think we have From the Hood to the Hill mixtape. We did a mixtape with some students of ours. For those of you who remember, we worked in the community doing a number of different programs, and we had a couple of different programs where we worked with youth and doing artist development, and, you know, just working with these young cats. They all over the place. Like, they all over the place in the streets, and they all over the place in their material, and we trying to, like, reel them in a little bit, but then they still, you know, it is what it is, but you know, it's all about just growing, you know what I'm saying, just growth and sharing and learning from each other. So we had a lot of fun. We did a lot of cool things together, you know, a lot of shows and stuff, you know, events and things at the park, a lot of backyard cookouts and late night open mics and sessions and just different things. Having the studio in our house for so long, everybody came through, so it was just this stayed going on, you know, so that was something that, you know, we're looking to bring back because we're building the studio, and it's going to be on.
The studio, it's going to be on. I know.
We're about to make a song right now.
We need to play something. In fact, though, I think I'm about to play, you know what I'm saying, shout out to the God, man, Dr. Alain.
Okay.
I'm going to, you know, take a little 5-minute break, man, because I got to find something for y'all that I really want y'all to hear. You know what I'm saying? Some throwback. We're going to play the First World Order. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to get back with y'all like in 3-4 minutes.
Why don't we do some, there's a lot of stuff up here. Shoot. We'll play some First World Order. We want to hear Dr. Lolly right now anyway. Trying to get it there. Working hard. You know, this is the first show, so we got to get it together, our little playlist and everything, and learn all the ins and outs. But before you know it, it's going to be on and crack up again.
First World Order Radio, finally, we are on the air, no doubt. All right.
There's always going to be somebody in the building on First World Order Radio.
We get on into some of that order consciousness tonight.
First World Order Radio every Wednesday, 8 p.m.
The
got to talk about what is taking place on the planet.
There's always going to be somebody in the building on First World Order Radio. First, we need to let you know we're going to be doing more shows, giving out more information on Wednesdays. Wednesday at 8 o'clock, we are now going to make this is the hottest day of the week.
Cleaning levels in time, order, importance. The most prominent parts, voices, or instruments. Earthly state of human conserving existence. An indefinite multitude, quantity, or distance. System regulates to bring about specifics in the group based on value and natural characteristics. Current radiates electromagnetics of sound through the airstream that your thoughts transmits it. Preceding levels in time, order, importance. The most prominent parts, voices, or instruments. Earthly state of human conserving existence. An indefinite multitude, quantity, or distance. System regulates to bring about specifics in the group based on value and natural characteristics. Current radiates electromagnetics of sound through the airstream that your thoughts transmits it.
You need to understand how magical this something like this every Wednesday can become. So you need to start getting your calendar right, get your schedule right. You need to know our intention straight out.
All right, so, I mean, these clues are given throughout the various languages was to piece the puzzle of this ancient mystery school back together again.
And what we plan on doing, both of us, is bringing y'all some surefire dynamite. We're going to take this level up a notch. We're going to have stuff to do here. This is not just going to be about philosophies and theories, shit that works.
You have activated Titan's land in which I produced this black chemical called melanin.
What we did was gave a hard line in the sand between the different definitions of esoteric study and exoteric study. Playtime is over.
Yeah, so we back. We definitely back. The Mac is back. And we back on top. Back on top. Y'all could probably check that too. That's a little video on YouTube. We have a YouTube page that we definitely want to drop these links. Probably drop the links in the info. But you can go on Facebook, and what we'll do, you know, between now and the next show next week at 8, we definitely will circulate all of the links to all the pages and everything, so y'all can listen down to the music and. You know, that you can go to the sites and see some pics and, you know, just check some different things out, you know, if you're interested in riding with me and mine on the journey. And if you need an update because you've been fiending out because it's been so long since we performed in your area and we haven't been on stage near you and you haven't been to the studio in so long and you miss coming to our studio. Or you haven't been in the back at 3 a.m. with the cookout and everything going and everything burning and everything flowing and everything going on. You know, so we definitely looking forward to some great times in the near future. Like I said, we got the Max Fest, and that's going to be phenomenal. We looking to pull together the dopest conscious artists that's out. If you're one of those artists, definitely call in, you know what I'm saying? Let us know or hit us up on Facebook or Twitter. You know, we got the little Google Plus thing, everything going with YouTube. So, you know, everything will be up and running and moving and circulating in the next couple of days. So we'll definitely pass around the information and keep y'all up to date on the happenings of the MAC. And if you want to become a MAC member, which I'm sure you will once we get started and the ball gets rolling, you know, definitely check us out and be a part of the action, man. You know, we like to come and visit. We like to do think tanks. We definitely bring the video camera and we're looking forward to doing some interviews and some things and, you know, just getting these stories showcased. Get in this artistry showcase. We have some material that we're putting up on the MAC site. You know, some nice paintings on canvas, some music, all kind of things.
you know, even some indigenous statues and things. I know many of you have your altars and your things, and you know, or you just like a general style in your home where you use hand carved wood pieces and things of that nature. So, you know, sharing is caring again. So whenever we get our hands on good stuff, we like to, you know, post it and let y'all, you know, and pass it around. So we definitely gonna keep y'all posted and give y'all the links and everything so y'all can, you know, feast your eyes and ears and auras. You know what I'm saying? And we gonna get this music right. You know, we went through so much. I know we haven't told the story, all of the story, to those of you who don't know. We had about a 2-year, we built up for a couple of years with our music business after going independent, you know, and worked on a number of projects. We did a couple of different programs just in the community, at the community centers, Boys and Girls Clubs, and Y types of organizations for a while. And we tried to kumbaya and everything, but, you know, it got to a point. I mean, I'm just being honest, like, this was the journey. The journey was trying to play together and play nice and do everything in accordance with what we learned and what we were conditioned to believe, that, you know, doing things in the way that we thought we should based on some other reference point beyond just ourselves. And, you know, it had to get to a point where enough was enough, and we had to find ourselves and our roots and, you know, in many ways than one. We had to really get in touch with who we are and, you know that self is the highest order. You know that this is just, you know, it's unfolding, like, you know, it's layers and layers of knowing yourself. And so as you're moving through that process, you know, it's a lot of things that happen. And, you know, we had some situations with family and friends. We had some situations with, you know, having a show before and talking, you know, and being as free as we are to talk about everything we have going on and what it is. You know, you're going to have the haters and the people who have to, you know, wreak havoc and all of that. And, you know, the city and some of the people who would love to keep things going the way they've been going for all so long, you know, are going to come to, you know, they're going to do their resistance thing. So we had some bouts with the city of Easton, which is where we were from at the time, the Lehigh Valley. Shout out to the LV, you know. And that's where we were in Pennsylvania, the Commonwealth, for, you know, quite a while. And, you know, we built things up for a few years, like I said. The last year prior to having Melchizedek, you know, was a really phenomenal year. And, you know, we moved into and started building in our commercial space, and, you know, things didn't go the way we planned. So, you know, from that point, we had to really go through so much in terms of just letting go with all of those people, places, and things that weren't truly in alignment with who we are and, you know, what we're about and, you know, how our family and what our family was growing into.
It's all good.
So
it's all good.
I know. I'm not about the boo-boo, but I'm just, you know, I'm telling this, you know, I'm telling the story because, you know, I think for a lot of people it'll be valuable, especially when you're moving through the story, you know, you're moving through the journey, you know, and not even recognizing that your journey is valuable to somebody else. But you know what? Even something as simple as what it was like to be in court. Like, just standing there, you know, with my papers in my hand and, you know, doing something that I've never done and never seen done before, you know, and just standing on who I am, not who I was, you know, standing on the premises that I've been learning over the past few years, you know, because we learned some things years ago, but then when it came down to actually doing it, and it's a lot of people out here that's talking about things that are not actually doing it, you know. So it's one thing to talk about the process or talk about the principle or, you know, quote the scripture and all of that. It's something else to actually make it happen in your life and actually move through it and live to tell the tale. And so that's really what our journey is about. Like, you know, I'm never, well, yeah, sometimes I'm I gotta be honest because sometimes I'm mad. I ain't gonna lie. Sometimes I'm happy and I'm and the birds are singing and I'm expressing that. Sometimes it's not that, but I'm able to move through that as well. And it's over. It's governing self.
Hey, look,
I had to
come to the conclusion like yesterday,
or
2 days
right
ago.
To speak,
and
right?
And this is real. Like, and I know a lot of brothers don't disagree with me when I say this, but it's real tough. You know what I'm saying? She's the maker of the law. You know what I'm saying? And she creates the law. She makes the laws and she writes out the laws. You know, she's the lawmaker, excuse me, and the lawgiver. And we just the enforcers. You know what I'm saying?
Why you say just like that? That's it. That's something serious.
I'm saying in this matter. Cause
right.
When it comes to your household and your children and, what happens in your house, what I'm saying? From what we've been taught, this is how things run. But we all, this is a natural, if it's natural way of life, we all know who make the rules and the laws in our household. And I know when I was coming up, my mom made all the rules. That was after my dad. We could just roll around and play all day. He don't care. That's pops. You know what I'm saying? Mom, like, don't play on my couches. Don't wrestle in my house. Don't say this in my house. This is happening. That's who make the laws and was the lawgiver. You know what I'm saying? My dad, when he get out, you get out of line, he going to force.
Right.
He going to come through like, yo, you better chill. I'm about to, I'm about to be
on. Like,
yeah.
I'm going to tell dad.
You know what I'm saying? So like, I'm just saying like, me and my wife, I just came to that conclusion the other day. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, you know what? I am the enforcer. You know what I'm saying? I am that. And I'm going to do that. All the rest of the rules, making and all that, guess what? They ain't even on me no more. Go ahead, babe. You got all that. You got all that. That's it. And of course, there's balances. I'm working for this. And
right.
We agreeing and writing these things down. And we putting it together, take care of our household, our five children, and many more children,
What are going crazy right now.
They're
bugging out right now.
Right.
But,
right.
It's all good. That's kind of a part of what comes with it as well, that something that we could do a show on that.
But check this out. I'm going to take y'all back 15 years, Like, I got a song that we made, some years ago.
Back to Lost and Found
time.
Yeah,
this was some time ago, And,
okay.
I think we going to come back together.
Before we were me and Ma, we were Lost and Found, and we're definitely going
to
go back.
I think
we're going
to come back together
again.
To create that.
Shout
time.
Out
give y'all something
Pete
for real.
And Jay,
no doubt,
and
much
the
love to that.
We definitely going to come through and, and do Lost and Found again. And shout out to Ashley, to all three of my cousins in ATL. You know who you are, the Trey, what I'm saying? And, I said Sinjay, already. Definitely much love to Sinjay, because that's
that's
my cousin, but we had an experience. We went through so much together, when we were in the Warner situation, on down to, when we were in the, just living in that house and out of the cornfields and Kutztown. And just so, it was so much that we went through together as well. Just being in the city and having to run from building to building and all that. All
right,
the brother got some music.
Right, but I just wanted to add on, but this song right here, this was the one of the songs that this was at a time when we was like, things was like going in a different direction. We were still lost and found, but then our who we were and who brother Love, the direction he started to separate a little bit. So this one of the songs that, at that time, I'm saying this is what we was going through. This is when we start talking about the cops and going through all these different things and that's when these things start happening. So
we dug into crates for real, didn't
we? Yo, I'm gonna hit y'all with this one real quick. It should be right there. Let me see. The first one, me and my, it should be right there. You know what I'm saying? We did this back like maybe 10, 15 years ago. You know what I'm saying? No, I say like 10 years ago. We were 2015. Yeah, that's like 2005.
Where is
that? You got to scroll down, guys. You want to see it up there?
No. Okay, I'm looking. I'm anxious too, because I'm like, which one is it? Like, you described the time period so well. I'm like, okay, I want to hear what this is.
I mean, we just got out, we just came out of that,
the Warner deal.
Yeah, we just got out.
Oh, I know what it is. Was it the freestyle with
yeah.
Fist?
Yeah.
Oh, you took it back. You took it back. Oh, that's somebody else to speak about. Definitely shout out to my people, Jersey Brown, as he's known right now. Definitely a force, for change, a voice of the future, of the street, of the whole hip hop culture, and just what it really is. So much love, to my people down. He down in Baltimore, so I know he's seeing some of everything right now.
Yes.
So love to you. And protection over your children and your family and that, because I know y'all moving through. I just definitely want to just say that, before we go any further. But I don't see it up there, God, I'm telling you. I'm not all the way down.
Oh, man, I just loaded it in. I mean,
It's right after the ugly truth.
More song.
It's not going down any further, though. I'm sorry.
Oh.
I'll see it there. You know what?
Ready to show move?
Yeah. Oh, there we go.
Ready to show move?
Trying to keep my head above the water. Gotta make a way for my son and my daughter. Out on the grind, time is running out fast. I gotta make some moves so I can get this cash.
Careful how you move, cause they recognize your power. It's just more bullshit coming by the hour.
Looking out the window, putting tickets on my car.
Call the cops again, I can't believe they took it too far.
Oh no, they got me heated, ready to black. Run in the house and grab my gas.
Ooh, they said he plotting, trying to take a nigga off. We gotta keep ahead, folks, so we won't get lost. Time to hard, but we'll be fine. If we keep giving praise to the Most High. Time to hard, but we'll be fine.
If we keep giving praise to the Most High. One life, one love. Giving thanks and praise to the man up above y'all. One love, giving thanks and praise to the man up above. One life, one love. Giving thanks and praise to the man up above.
I don't know what happened here, God.
Yo, peace, God.
I don't know. Something happened. We lost the end of the freestyle. Gotta make a way for my son and my daughter. I don't know what's going on, but I know one thing. I love, just hearing that took me back to the first studio that we went to outside of our own in Easton. And, just that whole experience of being down there with those brothers and, all the old records and the old crates and everything. And, that dug down, and that freestyle.
Right.
And that literally was what we were going through that day. And that's what I'm talking about, the beauty of expression, because these mugs, where we lived, right, we had these people on the corner that would constantly call the cops on us. I'm talking about, don't let the sticker on my car be out of date or just whatever is going on. Here they come with the car. I mean, one time our radio in the car was jacked up. I'm talking about this was the hoopsie for real. And it was like one day or something like that we even had that car. You know what I'm saying? And or a couple of days of having it. And they called and the cops came talking about noise violation. And I actually turned the radio up in the car to say, like, this radio can't even turn up loud enough to where it would bother anybody. That's how crazy it was. So you must call the cops on us. They came and put a ticket on our car for some sticker or, you know, too close to the yellow or so. I forget what it was that day. But it was so crazy. We was ready to just, like, run down on the people. Like, I'm tired of you calling the cops on us. Like, it was just crazy. But then at the same time, we had to just come back around to, like, all right, you know what I'm saying? We got to just keep giving our praise to the Most High. Just keep recognizing the God within. Is continue to move forward and being who we are and doing what we do, and we're going to get through it. You know, not too long after that, we ended up moving, you know what I'm saying, into a different space and, you know, on to the next hurdle in our development. But just to think about that and remember that time, like, that really took me back, you know what I'm saying? That was a nice share. So I could appreciate that.
I mean, I'm going to play it at the end, because I think I finally got it together now, man. I got the song for y'all. You know, I only got a few more minutes, you know, before the show is over. But everything is love, man. And, you know, for real, man, we appreciate, you know what I'm saying, y'all still hanging with us, you know, through this time. You know, again, man, you can hit us up, too. You know what I'm saying? Call in.
Right,
you know what
definitely.
I'm saying? Definitely. Yeah, that's what's up. You know what I mean?
You know, we're working with, you know, we got a couple of different technical things that we'll be working out over the next couple of weeks. You know, we in a good place now, so, but it's going to take us a couple of times, a couple of days, a couple of weeks, a couple of months to get it right where we want it to be. Y'all know how it goes. So, you know, bear with us, as some of you have for, what, like 15 years now?
Yeah, right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Continue to bear with us. You know, as we move through and just, you know, continuing to just be the people that we are. And,
that's the thing, you know, we're not afraid, man.
We're not perfect, but, look, you know, we're doing our best and we're working through. And I think that's the only thing that any of us can do, you know what I'm saying, or that any of us have done, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, you do the best with what you have, you know, where you are. And so that's the whole process, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Man, I'm trying to get to the chat, man. Listen. What's going on with this chat over here?
Oh, man.
I know, like, yeah, this is kind of crazy that I'm working with this right now. However, we're going to work it out, y'all. You know, and once again, we definitely appreciate y'all riding with us through all this technical extraness. You know what I'm saying? Testicle difficulties, as we say on stage. That always gives everybody a laugh. So, yeah, I mean, you definitely want to, you know, continue to ride with you if you will ride with us. And, you know, make this thing happen. And, you know, bring y'all the music. You know what I'm saying? Dang, we do the throwbacks. Now I can't get the thing right to give y'all something from a little bit closer to today. That really was the throwback. But that was, like, a back down memory lane moment. And I really do appreciate that.
You know what I'm saying? You know, we ain't afraid to just dive in, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Do all of it, you know, just, like, this is just, you know, technical difficulty right now. We need to mouse one.
Yeah, I'm like, dang, I can't get this to act right now. So sad.
It's okay. Keep working.
Yeah, I am. Well, maybe this is the time when you give that information, brother, on the birthright and go into some of that while we get this music together so we can play y'all something before we end this first show.
You know.
Or what we could do is the next show, we just have it jam-packed with, you know, music, you know, extravaganza.
You know what I'm saying? Incorporate that too as well. But if we want to get on that note, you know what I'm saying, one of the first things we you know, was talking about was birthright. And again, like, at the beginning, a certain period in time, somebody stole our birthright, and you know.
And, well, definitely not in the beginning, but
and
I know.
At the beginning of a certain phase.
Right.
A certain time period where,
right,
you know, us as people were, you know, taken advantage of, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
we all, some of us don't really know what it is, you know what I'm saying, to be a person or
right.
a natural person.
Especially
person
not
or,
the legal
you know.
Definition.
Yeah, you know what I mean? But
yeah.
again, that's what life is, like, you know what I mean? It's in that actual standing. You know, under that, you outside of that. You know, you can if you considered three fifths of a human being or artificial person, then you're not an actual being. You don't have no rights and no standards. So we understand those things now. You know what I mean? So like, you know, you gotta know you gotta be on your square. You gotta know who you are. You know what I'm saying? You are not, you know what I'm saying, something that's not real. You know what I'm saying? We have flesh and blood. You know what I mean? You have blood flowing through your veins every single day. You know what I mean? You can speak. You have language. You know what I'm saying? You know, you know how to stand up and talk for yourself. You know what I mean? You don't need somebody to speak for you. You know what I mean? Only person that needs somebody to speak for them is somebody that don't know who they are. You know, then you need help, then, you know, you get somebody to speak for you. But, you know, we coming out of that phase now. You know, where we got to, you know, stand up for ourselves and be able to speak for ourselves. And don't be afraid. You know, I just was watching a video, and honestly, it was the cop. He was saying, like, you know, I go around talking to young people all the time and going to all these functions and telling people, you know, don't say nothing to these cops when they come out there and know your rights, know your law, you know, and that's very important. You know what I'm saying? Because in order to deal with, you know what's going on in our community, we got to, you know real law, and not rules and statutes and codes and all those things.
Right.
You know, regulations. Those are the things that we've been dealing with, you know, over the course of the last, you know, 200 years, 300 years. You know, all these new rules and regulations and not real law. You know, so when we get into real law, which is natural law, which is, you know, your God-given rights, unalienable rights, unalienable, you know. When we get to that place, then it's like, you know, man, we start dealing with the real. You know, then you can really be looked at as, you know what I'm saying, you know, actual, you know, natural person or somebody that's standing, you know, that can speak for themselves. Because in these public places, and all these different courts and all these things we be going into, man, we don't be having no standing. You know what I'm
right.
saying? They already, as soon as you walk in there, they already like, up. Oh, this is, we know who this is. It's already property right here. You already just going to run through the process. How much money you got for me tonight? You know, oh, you don't? You better call me and get my money or you going in tonight. And that's that fear. That scares us. You know what I'm saying? That, you know, scared to go to, you know, going to jail. Stuff like that. You know what I mean? I don't want to go no damn jail.
Right.
It's not for no man. You know what I'm saying? You know,
yeah.
we don't, nobody want to be in that no situation like that. So, you know, but that's what they threaten. And it's all this money. What? All this money that's made off the jail system is ridiculous. That's ridiculous. You know what I'm saying? So, like, you know, but, you know, that's a business. You know what I'm saying? So we got to, like, you know, we got to start doing business for ourselves. You know, get back in our proper mind, man. Get our proper place. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, we got to show them God Bless America. We got the statistics and everything on the video that we did, God Bless America. Just on the, you know, the whole correctional field and just, you know, the whole industry and the breakdown on things. And we had this one elder, dope as, I don't know what, he came through the studio. This brother, I'm talking about, it was an older fellow, his head was shaved bald, he had a comb. He came through like a couple times and disappeared. Beatmaster, if anybody know Beatmaster, please put us down with his information. This brother came into the studio and had a comb and was scratching it on the wall and doing these songs. It was so ridiculous. But then he did a freestyle on the end of God Bless America. And, you know, so definitely y'all want to check that out. We got that video on YouTube, on the YouTube page, Me and My TV. So y'all can check that out.
Right.
I think you can get to it through Divine Feminine, too.
Right, right.
But y'all definitely got to check that out because this brother went ham on the end of the song and dropped the statistics. And we put some additional
This is old school now we talking. This
video.
Is old school. He
yeah, but he understood perfectly.
Out of nowhere, like, yo, y'all the people I need to work with. You know, y'all the people that
so
I keep hearing
deep.
About. You know what I'm saying? And he said, y'all, you know, I got something for y'all.
I've been looking for him ever since.
And
for real.
Started beating on the wall. He said he carries comb everywhere he goes. Combing is beating. He just went in for like 2 hours, you know, on everything, you know what I'm saying?
Did we
and,
Did we record some of it?
Yeah, we got some
of it. We got to find that footage.
Yo, this
brother was phenomenal. Just on the level of, like, it's just coming out of him. Like, he don't need a stitch of equipment. Like, he needs nothing. Like, he doing the beat, you know what I'm saying, on the old school hip-hop tip where, you know, y'all, those of y'all that's older than, like, 25 or whatever, y'all going to be like, oh, the beatbox thing or, the, you know, the Dougie Fresh, you know, and all of that, and you know what I'm saying, he was going in with the sounds, then he had the comb scratching, he beating on the wall, then he freestyling and saying all of this stuff where he going in.
Right.
So, I mean, definitely, okay, yeah, you're right. Let's get to some.
I think we got a couple of callers calling in.
Yeah,
let's
get to some of these calls. Let's see. The caller 5104.
Peace.
Peace. You there? Caller ending in 5104, area code 347.
Peace.
Bye. Okay, let's go to the next caller and see what's going on with that. Caller from 912 area code. Peace.
You.
Peace, you there? Am I not doing this right? Man, I want to hear y'all too. I know y'all got something to say, and I want to hear it most definitely. All right, well, maybe this is the right button. You there? Caller 912 area code, you there? Dang, we were supposed to go through a tutorial with this. I thought it was me. So that was today's lesson. Go through the tutorial so you know what you're doing when it's time to go on the air. But that's all right. We were determined, and we followed our determination, and we jumped up here anyway, even in the middle of all of the everything that we always seem to be going through. But as y'all know, we are a family of seven, and so we always have something going on.
Why are you there?
I heard something, right? I keep hearing something. Caller, 912 area code, are you there?
No.
Peace. Okay.